Hey, welcome to the Cornerstone Church Podcast, one of the many places that we love to declare Jesus.
We see you in your life living a life of resilient faith for all of your days, and we believe that listening to this message is going to be part of strengthening your faith journey.
Enjoy the message.
Thinking about milestones, obviously, as we headed into this week, which made me recall lots of different really amazing things in our life. But then I started thinking about a funny thing in our life, which is that at a house that we previously lived at, there is a pillar out by the road that my husband built by hand. He decided that he needed to put a mark on that space. As the first home that we lived in, as the first home that we owned together, and to make it more recognizable to other people as they were driving by so they could find this place that we called home. So he got all kinds of big cinder blocks and bricks, and he built them together, and he formed them, and he gathered them until they came into a strong, sturdy pillar. And I am proud to report to you that though we have not lived there for several years, the pillar still stands. Phil is proud to report to you that his craftsmanship has proved the test of time, and the pillar still stands. Every so often, you know, if you're in an area like that, we drive by somewhere where we drive past it, and every time we drive by, he looks and he goes, "My pillar's still good. My pillar's still standing." Because there's something about marking a place and marking a moment. And it's not just about the pillar, and it's not just about the material that went into it, and it's not just about all the effort and the work. It's about the memories that that pillar is connected to. It's about the indication of the space that it is. It's about the memory of the time and of the place. It's about marking something as a meaningful moment. I want to take just the next few minutes of our time together today and talk about the power of remembrance. If you have a Bible with you, I would love for you to turn to the book of Genesis. It's all the way at the beginning. And then we're going to scroll into Genesis chapter 35. Genesis chapter 35, this is God speaking to Jacob. Chapter 35, starting in verse 1, it says, "And God said to Jacob, 'Get up and go to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to the God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau.' So Jacob said to his family and all who were with him, 'Get rid of all of the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your clothes. We must get up and go to Bethel, and I will build an altar there to God who has answered me in the day of my distress. He has been with me everywhere I have gone.' And then they gave to Jacob all of their foreign gods and all of their earrings, and Jacob hid them under the oak near Shechem. And when they went out, a terror from God came on them and the cities around them, and no one pursued Jacob's sons. So Jacob and all who were with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, and in the land of Canaan. But Jacob built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God had revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Deborah, the one who had nursed Rebekah and died and was buried under the oak in the south of Bethel, so Jacob named it Alon Bakuth. And then God appeared to Jacob again." Say, "He appeared again." "And after he returned from Paddan Aram and he blessed him, God said to him, 'Your name is Jacob, and you will no longer be named Jacob, but your name will be Israel.' And so he named him Israel. And God also said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. a nation. Indeed, an assembly of nations will come from you, and kings and descendants from you. And I will give you the land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac, and I will give the land to your future descendants. And then God withdrew from him at the place where he had spoken to him. And Jacob set up a marker at the place where he had spoken to him, a stone marker, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob named the place where God had spoken to him Bethel. God, we thank you for your living word, and we thank you for the way that you are alive and active. Help us to mark this moment and to give you praise and glory and honor. Amen. Jacob is at this transitional, pivotal moment in his life. He is at a point of, he has had success up until now, but there is something more that God is speaking to him and walking him into. It is in this moment that God comes to Jacob and says, in this moment of not who you were and not yet who you're going to be, in this moment of this in-between place, I want to take you on a journey of remembrance. There is something about journeying with God that takes us through different seasons and different times. And what God begins to speak to Jacob is that there is a power in remembering what has been, in remembering the thing that God has already done, in looking back and in even going back to the place you have already come from, to the victory you have already won, to the thing that God has already showed up to you in, to the place that God has already spoken, to going back to that place and remembering. I don't know about you, but I like going forward. I want to move in a new direction. I want to conquer another mountain. I want to overcome. Once I have achieved the next goal, I'm already looking down the pipeline to say, what is the next level of this? And how do I take this to another? Great, we paid off that debt. What is our next moment that we're going to go after in the area of our finances? Awesome. I was baptized last week. How do I get involved in my next group? What do I do to move into my next step? And there is a lot to be said about being people who move forward, to being people who go after something. But for Jacob, before God takes him forward, he says, I want you to take a moment of remembrance. See, Jacob has been on a journey. He had a lot of trouble with his brother Esau, and so he fled from that place. And while Jacob was fleeing, God met him and God spoke to him. And then Jacob journeyed on and God blessed him in incredible ways, where his flocks grew and his favor grew and his family grew, to a point where he said, it's time for me now to return to the place that I've come from. And he and his brother are able to reconcile. Things have been going well in Jacob's life, but there's something else that God has for Jacob still. There's something else he wants to speak to him. Can I tell you that God is continually moving and working in your life? But sometimes before he speaks to you about what's coming next, we just need to pause for remembrance. To pause and look back and say, look what God has already brought me through. Look what the Lord has done for me. Can I look back and count all of my blessings? Can I look back and remember the many ways that he has showed up in my life? Can I take some time to look back and say that God has already done so many great things for me? Before I make my next plan for my next move, and before I chart out what my next 6 months is going to look like, and before I write down another belief of something that I want to move in my life, God has a place for us called remembrance. where I sit and I remember. See, there's a power in remembrance, a power in taking milestone moments in our life where we say, I want to mark what God has done. There are things that need to be solidified in my life and things that need to be marked in my life and things that need to be remembered in my life. See, walking in remembrance or through remembrance gives me a reliance on God. It causes me to look back at all of the things that God has done for me and remember that it is not my own strength, but it is through God's strength. It gives me a reliance on who He is. That I'm not relying on my own strength and I'm not relying on my own power. I'm not relying on my own hand, but I have decided that I am going to rely on who God is. See, it's easy when I walk through victory seasons. It's easy when I walk through milestone moments. It's easy when I've achieved the next thing that's in front of me to begin to believe that it is through my hand that this has happened. It's easy to look and think that this is through my own strength. And before I know it, I'm relying on myself. But it's not through my own reliance and it's not through my own strength. No, no, no. We're going to be people who pause and who take time to remember what the Lord has done for me. There's an interesting pattern throughout, particularly Old Testament scripture, that every time that the children of Israel begin to get in trouble, the thing that pivots first in their life is that they forget. They begin to say, look how Moses has brought us out. Look how Gideon has overcome. Look how these gods have brought us through. And they forget that their reliance is on God. They forget that their reliance is on who He is, and they begin to rely on other sources. They begin to rely on other places of wisdom. They begin to rely on people instead of on who God is. It's in Psalms 126 that the psalmist writes and says, look what God has done for us. He has done great things for us. He says, He has done great things for us. When I take times of remembrance, I have to look back and say, I've seen what God has done. I know the ways you showed up. I know the midnight hours that I wasn't sure that the information was going to be retained. Yet when I went, you showed up for me. I know the times that it seemed like the payments weren't going to come through. But when we got to the end of it, God, you showed up right on time. I know the way that my soul felt lost and weary and broken, and that there was no way that anyone could ever love me, much less a loving, endless, perfect God. Yet you found me still, and it wasn't me who did it. It was you who did it for me. When I remember the things that I've come through, it builds in me a reliance on God. It gives me gratitude. It builds in me a heart of gratitude. It builds in me a source that says there is joy in my life. Gratitude is the foundation for joy. That when I build a life that I continually find ways to be thankful, to foster gratitude in my life, that becomes the soil, the ground, the foundation that joy can begin to grow out of in my life. And when I go to remembrance, it causes me to give gratitude. That I am someone who will be thankful for all that God has walked me through. That I choose to be grateful that He came with me one more time. That I choose to choose gratitude in the midst of every single moment in my life. That even in my valley moments, I can look and I can say, even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, I give thanks because you are with me in this. this moment because you walk with me still, because I can feel your presence. Even though I'm in the midst of pain and I'm suffering, God, I thank you that your presence is with me in the suffering. I thank you that you're using this to form me and to make something beautiful out of it on the other side, that I will have joy at all times because it gives me gratitude to take time to look back and remember. Remembrance gives me identity. When I take some time to remember, see, who I am is a conglomerate of what I have been through and where I am going. And when I have remembrance in my life, it helps form my identity. It speaks to who I am. David in the psalm said, God, you knew me when I was in my mother's womb. You formed me in my inward being, God. My identity comes when I look back and I remember the things that God has done for me and the places that he has walked me through. I don't get my identity from anything that's being projected at me. And I don't just get my identity from everything that somebody else wants to say about me. And my identity doesn't come from the expectations that are put on me or that others have from me. My identity comes from remembering who it is that God has said that I am, remembering who it is that God has spoken over me, remembering the things that God said, this is what I say of you and who I have called you to be. In remembrance, I find my identity. God does something interesting with Jacob in this passage. He speaks to him in two parts. He calls him Jacob, which is the name he's had since birth. And he says, Jacob, this is what you've come from. Jacob, I want to remind you when I spoke to you before. Jacob, I want to take you back to the place where you first met me. Jacob, I want you to remember all of the things that we've come through together. And then he says to him, and also, I have a new name for you. Your new name is Israel. I want to call you something new because I'm speaking identity into your life. That Jacob is who you've been for where you've come from. And Jacob is who you had to be for what you walked through. And Jacob is who you needed to be to get to this point and to this stage of your life. But there is yet another season for you, Jacob. There is yet another victory for you, Jacob. There is more to your story still, Jacob. And before we move from what has been into what will be, I have a new name for you. And from here on, I don't call you Jacob anymore. I call you Israel now. And in his place of remembrance, and in his moment of remembrance, and in his state of remembrance with God, God simultaneously speaks to him who you have been and who you're going to be. Your name was Jacob, but now I call you Israel. And he gives him identity, rooted in who he has been and who he's going to be, because in the place of remembrance, God also gives me direction. He gives me direction for where it is that I'm going. Don't run past remembrance, because I think that sometimes we miss the direction that God has for us because we're so eager to build our next step on our own. But when God calls unto Jacob, he says, I have a place for you that I want to take you. I want to take you to somewhere that we've been before. And I want us to mark that place with an altar. I want you to build a stone there as a place of remembrance. I want you to name that place as a place where you and I have met and that I've spoken to you. Jacob now called Israel, I have something for you. And in that place of remembrance, God begins to speak now to Israel about what he has for him next, about the direction he has for him to lead his family, about what it is that's going to come through him, and about the life that he has intended for him. Direction can come from many sources, but direction that comes from God begins to move in our lives when we remember what he has done. Jacob comes to this place of remembrance. And in the place of remembrance is where God says that there are nations that will come out of you, that there are kings that will come out of you, that your family and your legacy will begin to possess the land that I promised to remember Abraham. All the way from where you came from, that land is still part of your possession. I need you to understand that it is in the remembering that God speaks into him his next step and the next place that he has for him to go. There is power in remembrance. What remembrance begins to do is it reminds me of where I've come from. It gives me vision for where I'm going. And it fuels faith into my today. That there is something that God is doing because I know what he has done. And because I now know what he will do, I stand present in this moment with faith for God to begin to move. Faith is not a feeling. It's not a feeling that begins to flutter on the inside of me. And faith is not just an emotion that wells up in my heart. In fact, I believe faith really kicks into gear when I feel the most opposite of what it seems like faith is. When I feel like I'm not sure about this, and when I feel like this seems bigger than what I imagined, and when I feel like I don't know that I have the strength or the gumption or the will to begin to believe again, it's in that space that faith really kicks in. And it's in my remembrance when I look back and I say, look what God has done, that I feed that faith and I begin to stand in today with a fresh confidence. I begin to stand in today with a fresh hope. I begin to stand in today with a little bit of that faith that is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. I begin to, because I took time to remember, then in my today, I have faith for my tomorrow. And here's what I know for sure, is that we came into a day to celebrate big moments and to celebrate the ways that God has moved and to celebrate the ways that he's shown up in your life and the life of the person next to you. And we can sit and we can write out all of the ways that we can remember, but there is someone in the room who says, I don't know if I have faith for the next 6 months. I don't know if the things that I wrote down at the beginning of the year, I still can believe for. I don't know if I can still muster the strength to pray the prayer of the things that I once thought I heard God speaking to you. Allow God to take you on a journey of remembrance. Because faith is not that feeling that you once felt when you first wrote it down. Faith is that thing that puts your feet in the ground and says, God, I have decided, because I can remember all of the great things that you have done for me, because I can recall all of the times that you've showed up for me, because I can look back and remember how faithful you have been to me, and because I've heard you say something about my tomorrow, then I'm choosing to stand in a place of faith for my today. I'm choosing faith today, God. Not because it feels great. Not because it always is the way that my mind goes to first, but because I remember who you are. If that's you and you just know that your faith feels weary today, I just want you to raise your hand. You don't even have to stand. Just raise your hand where you are. If you're saying, as we were celebrating, there are things that I'm going, I'm not sure that my faith is still up. I see your hands. Just leave them up, because I want someone close to you to put a hand on your shoulder. We're going to pray for one another this morning. Before we go, I see a few hands around the room, hands in the balcony. If you're saying, I want my faith to be stirred this morning. I have some milestones that I'm still waiting to see. I have some things that I'm still believing for. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your faith moving in this room. I thank you for the way that you speak to your people, that you have called us to a place of remembrance. I declare over them right now that there is a fresh wind of faith, that you are recalling to them all of the ways and all of the times that you have been faithful, that you have been so good to them. And as they write them, as they remember them, as they store them up and they recall them and they look over them again, let it become the firm foundation of a faith that says, wait to see what God will do in my life yet. Thank you for it, God. Thank you that you're moving in this room.